Minnesota Acorn has hounded Norwest Corporation with protests over its fee policies, saying they amount to discrimination against low and moderate income customers, a charge the bank strenuously denies. Acorn says bounce check fees are the most egregious for several reasons: the high markup, the burden they place on people most likely to bounce checks, and because the bank's credit policies put overdraft protection out of reach for too many people. Norwest's Pat Hansen says the fee is set at $21 to discourage customers from bouncing checks.
First of all, knowingly writing a bad check is a violation of law. So we do not believe any customer, regardless of income level, should overdraw their checking account.
Norwest publishes a brochure of tips on how to avoid overdrawing a checking account. But Acorn points out Norwest has an unpublished policy that can actually force customers to bounce checks and pay fees they would not incur otherwise.
I was very upset because, you know, when you, you know, you're sure you're going to have one NSFB, but then you wind up with four, so it's very upsetting.
Annette knows her way around a bank statement. She used to work in the industry. To protect herself from retribution, she asked NPR to use a fake name. Norwest processes each day's checks in a sequence determined by dollar amount, from largest to smallest. Clearing the largest checks first drains the account faster, increasing the odds subsequent checks will bounce. One day last year, six checks cleared Annette's account. Three bounced, $63 in fees. NPR's computer analysis of her statement shows Annette would have bounced only one check, not three, if they'd been processed according to more common methods, either by check number or from smallest to largest. Annette estimates the policy has cost her about $200 in excess fees, but she was never informed of it until checks started bouncing.
If the policy wasn't there, I would still have NSF fee, but I would have maybe one, you know, versus 4 to 3.
Pat Hansen of Norwest freely admits the so-called high-low policy is in place, but she says customers bounce checks, not the policy.
We would certainly never have any kind of policy that would encourage people to bounce checks, because that's not what we want to have happen. We don't force that customer to write a check when they don't have money in the account. I don't know how you can even imply that.
Her position doesn't change, even when shown NPR's analysis indicating Annette had enough money in her account to avoid bouncing two of the three checks.
Again, we're not, I can't emphasize enough that we don't want our customers to overdraw their account ever.
The banking trade press leaves little doubt the practice can be profitable. A 1993 column in American Banker newspaper anonymously quoted a banker boasting that his small bank made an extra $80,000 a year after implementing the policy. Marquette Bank also processes checks largest to smallest. Sources close to the industry say research suggests at least 15% of Minnesota banks do so as well. It's not clear how many inform customers of the practice, but neither Norwest nor Marquette disclose it in their checking and fee brochures, even though it can be costly for their customers. Norwest officials say they don't want to add clutter to the already dense fee disclosure brochure, but say they're planning to add the information in the future. A small sample of passersby in Minneapolis was unaware of the practice and did not give the high-low policy favorable reviews.
You got a bank to admit that they did that? And if that's what they're doing, then yeah, NSF fees begin to make me angry. Wow, that's quite a fine. You got the bank to admit that?
It really offends you.
Doesn't it offend you? Yeah, it offends me. What do you mean? It's clearly them screwing people.
I am absolutely not surprised that they do that. I think they have a committee meeting daily sitting there trying to figure out how they can squeeze an extra nickel out of the customer.
Pat Hansen of Norwest says the policy is intended to help customers.
Let's just say I've made out three checks, and one of them is for my house payment. As a consumer, I would want that check to go through versus maybe a $10 check I wrote at Tom Thumb last night.
That is exactly the rationale recommended by the consultant who wrote, "Bounce checks boost profits." Unlike Norwest officials, the article bluntly states the procedure maximizes bounce check fees. Norwest officials say they enacted the policy based on a marketing survey indicating customers support it. Banking industry sources say the practice is controversial within the industry.
My reaction was of surprise and, in fact, outrage.
Consultant Richard Foster wrote a letter to American Banker newspaper blasting high-low policies as a ripoff. He also criticizes policies that allow bounce check fees to pile up. First Bank, for example, will charge customers as much as $252 in one day if a dozen or more checks bounce. And Foster says he's skeptical of the industry's rationale for the price of bounce check charges.
I don't see any validity in the thought that banks should charge customers a lot for overdrawn checking accounts because it wants to discourage them. To the contrary, the bankers say they're making a lot of money.
Foster says banks may be harming themselves with excessive fees. He says the sting of high service charges drives customers to credit unions and other bank competitors. Credit unions tend to be less costly than banks and saw record quarterly growth in new checking accounts earlier this year. At the same time, American Banker newspaper reports the percentage of consumers using banks as their primary financial institution is declining significantly. Foster says fees may hurt banks and state legislatures as well. Bankers often carp about onerous regulations, but Foster says their fees may invite more.
I would urge banks who are charging high fees on overdrafts to think very carefully long-term about what effect that is going to have on their customer loyalty, and even more importantly, what their local legislators might do in the context of telling them how to run their bank and price their services.
This year, Minnesota lawmakers are expected to consider proposed legislation that would subject checking account charges to approval by the State Commerce Commissioner. The legislation would prevent the state and Minnesota cities from banking with institutions that do not offer so-called lifeline bank accounts, with bounce check fees capped at $15 when checks are paid and $10 if the bank refuses to cover the check. Processing checks high to low would be banned for those accounts. Both the Minnesota Bankers Association and the Minnesota Retail Merchants Association oppose the plan. In tomorrow's report, the controversial surcharge on ATM transactions, banks and other ATM owners making easy money double charging for the use of their machines. I'm Bill Catlin, Minnesota Public Radio.